structure where they were, or for the item, you'd say, where do you keep your
pipe shades?
Or your bulbs, but you might want to add another word to it to make sure that he knew that it wasn't some other kind of bulb. You'd say, I want a
electric bulb.
Okay, or a
fluorescent
bulb. Or a light bulb. So, if you had a lamp and it burned out, you might say, I need a new
light.
Or a new, using that same word but adding the other. So, I need a new, my lamp. The bulb burned out, so I need a new.
Bulb?
Okay, but using that other word that, to clarify, to make it.
Electric light bulb.
Okay, good. Now, when you have dirty clothes, I guess you got to keep them in one place, you know, before you wash. What do you usually keep them in? Until
clothes hamper.
Okay. Now, what do nails usually come in if you buy them in large quantities?
Kegs.
Okay. And something that goes around a barrel, your metal.
Hoops.
Okay. And in a bottle, sometimes you don't use all the liquid and you want to put something on it.
Cork.
Okay. Anything else that you'd call? I mean, it's any other
stopper.
Okay. What do you call an instrument you put in your mouth and you work back and forth and blow on it?
Bubble gum.
Okay, but it's a musical instrument.
Oh, a French horn.
Okay, and what would you call something you hold between your teeth and you pick with your fingers?
Toothpick.
And twine is another musical instrument.
Now tell it, say it again.
It's something that you hold between your teeth and you pick with your fingers and it twangs.
Is it a fiddle?
No, it's something you put in your teeth and you pluck it.
I never did see nothing.
Have you ever heard of Judas harp?
Yes, I have too, yes.
Is there another term for it?
No, I never heard any other.
Okay, so you might say, why don't you play the
juice harp?
Okay. And what do you pound nails in?
Hammer.
Okay. And let's see. When you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay. And when you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
chaise.
Okay. And what do you call the part of a wagon that, well, if you have a wagon wheel, you've got the spokes, and they go out, and then there's a wooden piece, and that wooden piece is covered with some metal. What do you call that metal part?
Really, I don't know what you call it.
Well, just tell me the part.
I know exactly what it is, but I don't know what you call it.
Could you just tell me, say something about the parts of the wheel? Did your grandfather ever make wheels? Or did he?
No.